إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد Welcome all of you نواصل من الملخص الفقهي باب في بيان الربا وحكمه باب في بيان الربا وحكمه I welcome all of you we continue reading from الملخص الفقهي the summary of Islamic jurisprudence of our noble Sheikh العلامة الوالد الدكتور صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين The chapter that we started last week previous class the ruling of riba is about riba usury what is it and its rulings in Islam first class no so the second class had a Darsa Tani fee. This is the second class in this. Maybe you weren't here last Monday. I didn't see you last Monday. I remember seeing you last Monday. Alayin, unutabi, the last thing the Sheikh mentioned is that the riba, how dangerous it is. For indeed, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala In an ayah, he mentioned the word kufr as related to this great sin. And the Sheikh Fawzani explained that the kufr here in this ayah is a kufr dun a kufr, the disbelief that doesn't take person out of Islam. Okay? Because the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, that major sins do not take person out of Islam. Except if a person... deem that action to be halal illa an yastahilla now if a person now using riba and says look man I don't know what they're saying but it's halal to use riba that's kufr yet we let it take out of Islam okay but if a person knowing that riba is haram but he's struggling with it and disobeying Allah so that's a major sin one of the great major sins قال الشيخ حفظه الله وقد أعلن الله الحرب منه الله أعلن الحرب وكذلك الحرب من رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم على المرابي لأنه عدو لهما المرابي عدو لله وعدو لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لم يترك الربا ووصفه الله سبحانه وتعالى بأنه ظالم قال تعالى في سورة البقرة يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين فإن لم تفعلوا فأذنوا بحرب من الله ورسوله وإن تبتم فلكم رؤوس أموالكم لا تظلمون ولا تظلمون So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and as well his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم our noble messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم have declared war against Al-Murabi, the usurer, the one who used riba. Since the latter, this person who used riba, is an enemy of Allah and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, unless he stops dealing with riba and repents. Unless he or she stops dealing with riba and repent to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala describes the usurer as a zalim, a wrongdoer. And the Shaykh mentioned the ayat 278 and 279 of Surah Al-Baqarah. O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah and give up what remains due to you of interest, riba, if you should be believers. And if you do not, then be informed of a war against you from Allah and His Messenger, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But if you repent, you may have your principle. Thus you do no wrong, nor are you wronged. وإلى جانب هذه الزواجر القرآنية عن التعامل بالربا جاءت زواجر في سنة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، يعني هناك آيات وهناك أحاديث، فقد عده النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من الكبائر الموبقة في الحديث المتفق عليه، لما قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم اجتنبوا الموبقات، اجتنبوا السبع الموبقات، الشرك بالله ومنها أكل الربا، من الكبائر الموبقة أي المهلكة. ولعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم آكل الربا وموكله وكاتبه وشاهديه، كما في الحديث حديث ابن مسعود في صحيح مسلم. كما أخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم أن درهما واحدا من الربا أشد من 33 زنية في الإسلام أو 36 زنية. The Sheikh, he mentioned, in addition to all of these verses in the Quran that makes the prohibition, contains the prohibition of riba and usury and taking interest and or charging interest on others and the like, many other prohibitive hadiths and narratives are stated in the Prophet's Sunnah. Whereas likewise, there is ayats in the Quran that prohibit the riba. There is also narratives, narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has regarded riba as one of the great destructive things, sins, as it is mentioned in the hadith that is agreed upon by Imam Bukhari and Muslim. On the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, avoid the seven destructive sins that destroy, as the Shaykh, and from them is consuming usury. Aklu riba, consuming usury. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has cursed the one who accepts riba, and the one who pays it, and the one who records it, and the two witnesses to it. Sometimes, subhanAllah, and this hadith is in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ has cursed the one who consumes riba, and even the one who writes the contract, talking. Somebody's like working a job, you have to know what you do. Somebody come in to deal with riba, and somebody is writing the contract. Sometimes you find the people, they witness. They sign. Yeah, I sign, no problem. What are you signing on, man? The man getting a mortgage and you sign? You're going to witness? The man getting a car on a notes and payments, interest, haram, and you want to still sign? Oh, that's what I can do for my brother. Yes, you're right. You want to do something good for your brother, advise him. Tell him, Akhi, this is haram. What you doing? If you don't know the riba, subhanAllah, this is something that is very dangerous. You're getting a mortgage and you want me to help you? I'm going to help you, as the Prophet ﷺ tells us in the Quran, in the Hadith, Sahih. Unsur akhaka zaliman aw mazluma. Yes, I'm going to advise you. And I'm going to help you. Not by co-signing with you or put a note, yeah, he's good. If anything happened, I got him. La. By the Prophet ﷺ, he says, support your brother, whether he is the oppressor or has been oppressed. The Sahaba, they says, we understand helping him when he's been oppressed. So how can we help him when he's the oppressor? فَلْتَمْنَعُهُ. You prevent him from that. So when you see someone trying to get something haram, anything, since we're talking about riba, if you know someone that you care about, if you claim you care about and is getting a mortgage, a car with riba, anything, then tell them, no, yahi, I have to support you. If he says, hey, you're going to help me? Of course. Yeah, I'm going to help you. Yep. And then tell them, get out of here, man. Don't do this. He said, you're going to help me. Yeah, that's how I'm helping you, to get you out of trouble. Because if you sign this contract and deal with riba, you're getting in trouble with your Lord. You're getting in trouble with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this house ain't going to help you in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Okay, these cars not gonna help you. So keep paying the rent and keep that bike. It's okay. It's enough for you for now. When you have enough money to buy a car, go buy a car. Don't go to no dealers that deal with riba. Okay? Now, this is how we help one another. And also, the Prophet, the Sheikh, he mentioned hadith, he mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ, okay, has mentioned, even though this narration I'm going to read to you, there is a ikhtilaf on it, the last one that we mentioned, that that if a person benefits from the riba only one dirham, it's a silver coin. It's not much. You say a dollar. You say a dollar, okay? If a person makes from riba a benefit of $1, for example, when he knows that it is ill-gotten money, it will be more than the evil of committing adultery 33 times. In another narration, 36 times. Now, لكن هذا الحديث هذا الحديث اختلف العلماء في تصحيحه وتضعيفه وكذلك في كونه موقوفا مرفوعا أو موقوفا مرفوعا إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أو موقوفا على الصحابي عبد الله بن حنظلة. This hadith is agreed upon, there is a difference of opinions amongst the ulama as related to whether it is sound or weak or the like, or even is this is from the statement of the Prophet ﷺ or the statement of a companion. فقال الإمام البيهقي رحمه الله في الشعب وغيره من المحدثين أنه موقوف وأنه من كلام عبد الله بن سلام وليس مرفوعا للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن كان الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله تعالى قد صحح إسناده قد صحح إسناده. الإمام البيهقي رحمه الله تعالى in his book الشعب he says and other than him from the محدثين from the أئمة of hadith they mention that this hadith is موقوف. موقوف meaning this is a statement of a companion, not a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even though keep in mind one of the ulama of hadith who they say that the chain of this narration is sound is al-Imam al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala alayhin. Wallahu a'lam. وأخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الربا 72 بابا أدناها مثل إتيان الرجل أمه والعياذ بالله. Also in a hadith that أخرجه ابن ماجة بنحوه قال الألباني صحيح في سنن ابن ماجة. Also he mentioned another hadith that highlights how despicable this evil act riba, those who of course, those who deal with riba, Allah musta'an, may Allah have mercy on them and guide them to the haqq. But those who don't have the riba and they just see somebody as a gas station or a big house, a big car, and they like, I wish I have what he has. Well, ask him first how he got it. If that person live a big house, a mortgage, riba, yeah, he don't want it. He don't want a brick of it, not along the whole house. You don't even want to be in it, to stay in it. Not alone who you want it. No, if somebody got a big house, big car, big business, but everything is rebuilt, you don't want that. You don't want that. Hey now. So listen, here in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, riba is 72 degrees of evil. 72 degrees. Every one of them is worse than the other one. Okay? So number one, then number two is worse than number one, number three is worse. 72, every one of them. 70 levels. What is the least of which? The least of them in evil resembles in its sinfulness committing adultery with one's mother. Yeah, see, now you're like, and that's true. How can someone commit the heinous crime? That's the least. And this hadith, Sahih al-Albani, hadith, Imam al-Albani, rahimahu ta'ala, authenticated it in Sahih Sunan ibn Majah. Hadith number 2274. So now after all of this, you'll still be like, oh man, you got a nice car. Huh? If you know someone who really got that car from Riba, has that big house in Riba, and you're still going to give him credit? And you say to him, man, I like your car, man. That's how you deserve it. He deserves Riba. We shouldn't cheat the Muslims. If you know someone that he paying mortgage or he got his business from haram, from the bank, whatever, you don't give him credit. Say, man, you're the man, akhi, subhanAllah, you're successful. Is he successful? An enemy of Allah successful? Huh? Someone who's committing the crime, this crime, is it successful? Where does success come from? Now we need to advise them and feel for them. Tell them, listen, man, you're on the brink of great danger, man. SubhanAllah. Share with them this ayat of the riba, the hadith of riba, the statements of the sahaba and the like. If you care about them, don't just say, man, I wish I have a house like you. Now, if somebody else have a beautiful house, a mansion, a palace, but from halal, he inherited it, or his family are rich, his mother bought him nice car or his nice house, his father, grandfather started the business for him, it's okay. He has a grandfather and said, look son, I don't want to go through all this hardship, come here, I'm starting a business for you, it's okay. We're not going to say anybody who live in a big house, drive a nice car, riba. We're not saying that. That's if you know, because you may be a close family member, you may be a friend, close friend, somebody that you know they're dealing with riba. Then you have to step to the plate and advise them. Some people accept the advice. Some people don't even know. Some people, they're so ignorant of the rulings that they just like, it's okay. Some other people, they play games with them and say, oh, some sheikh so-and-so, he said it's okay. How can a sheikh say it's okay when Allah says what he says about it? You see how it is? I know. And keep in mind that sometimes the people, the laymen, they lie on some of the ulama, anyway. Oh, Sheikh bin Baz says, but Sheikh bin Baz never said that. But they just promote, they choose one of the famous mashayikh. Sheikh bin Baz says, Sheikh bin Uthaymeen says it's okay. So what's okay? Well, you know, if you, instead of paying rent, go get, you know, you go get a house from the bank, it's okay. Who said that? Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen. They lie on Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen. Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen didn't say that. Actually, they said Qardawi said that. But Qardawi is well known, he's Ikhwani. Jahili follow his desires. And so Allah salam ala abiyah. Now. So these classes, they help us, ya akhwan. Whenever you see someone disobeying Allah in any way, you don't want to be like him. No smile in their face and approve to their evil actions. No, you have to give him sincere advice. Give him sincere advice. And if you are not qualified to give sincere advice, give him a book, give him a CD, give him a pamphlet that talks about that thing that they are struggling with. Now, قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله وتحريم الربا أشد من تحريم الميسر الذي هو القمار. تحريم الربا أشد من تحريم الميسر الذي هو القمار، لأن المرابي قد أخذ فضلا محققا من محتاج، وأما المقامر فقد يحصل له فضل وقد لا يحصل له. In the Sheikh Saleh حفظه تعالى, he mentioned a statement that is in connection to this matter, a statement of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, who said the prohibition of riba is stronger than the prohibition of gambling. So the prohibition of riba is stronger because of its degree of sinfulness than the prohibition of gambling. We know gambling is haram, we don't gamble. No lottery, okay? Alright? No jackpot, they call it? Jackpot, right?
Jackpot.
Huh? Lottery and those. Especially now they put them in a big bulletin board, huh?
Mega Million.
And the other one, what is it?
Powerball.
And a fine six or something. What do you call it? Huh? Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. It's bulletin board, Mega Max?
Mega Million.
Wow, oh, now making stuff now. The Mega Million, and they have $50 million, and people driving Mesakin. He's going to work. He makes $7.50 an hour, and every morning he's in 50. In 2 weeks, become 80, right? Huh? Then in a month is 275. Then one day is 365, and then it's 460 million. And then they tell him somebody in California got it. He's been looking at it every day in Georgia, but then the one who got it, where?
California
or Virginia, I don't know what. And then, we as a Muslims, when we look at the bulletin board, how's our feelings? Man. Wow. 270 million, what can I do with that? Nothing! You gotta get yourself in big trouble. That's how the Muslim, the believer, look at those. You agree with me or not? Huh? That's a big trouble. You look at that, they say 275 million. You look at it, 275 trouble. They don't sue it in there, but that's trouble, a lot of trouble for you. Don't be tempted by it. When you hear somebody in the news, because they do it in the news, oh, this lady, oh no, she got 400 million. Three people, they got 500 and they divide it on three. Of course, Uncle Sam get most of it. You know that, right? They get most of the half in taxes and stuff. And then what we do? If you really at that moment say, man, that lady is lucky. That man is, subhanAllah, man, his life's going to change. His life is destroyed. Talking about change. Can you imagine someone brought with him in his house? He has a house and he brought with him 270. He won $270 million, right? And bring it home. Well, can you imagine somebody brought with him 270 million scorpions in his house?
Oh,
I'm giving you an example here. To make this matter clear, can you imagine somebody bring with him in his house 270 million scorpions? Huh? Are you still now say, man, what a lucky guy. 270 million scorpions, what are they going to do to him? Hmm? Can you imagine 270 million snakes, cobra snakes, venom, or lions? A person cannot even stand one scorpion, not alone 270. These are people, they have war. Allah declared war against them. And you're still going to look at, who won? Oh man, that's a lucky guy. You may be sometimes working, this is the reality. You may be working at work. You work for Walmart, UPS, I don't know what. And then, you're making $8 an hour, or 9 or 10, and then there is a lot of people making $8 or $9, and you have to go to work, you have to pull up with a lot of stuff, but you got to do what you got to do, right? You have responsibilities, alhamdulillah, you have to pay rent, you have families, this and that. Alhamdulillah, that's good, that's excellent. But then this guy, he just quit, because the news travel fast. Why he quit? He hit the jackpot. This man, he hit $7 million. So now the kuffar in that area, that UPS, that Walmart, that Walgreens, that Rite Aid, that flea market, that... Not flea market. Oh no, something. Okay, what they start talking about?
How fortunate.
What they say? Tell me how fortunate he is or she is, right? What else?
They wish they could be like them.
They wish if they can be like them. What else?
please.
You don't have jobs? You don't have jobs, huh? Oh, you don't work for Walmart. Okay. So they wish if they're happy for that person, right? They want to be friend with them. Though even those who used to be nasty with them in the job, they're going to send them nice text, man. You remember when I helped you, man? Huh? When I covered for you when you were sick? Huh? I did the shelves all by myself. They want anything. $5,000, $10,000. Because $5,000 for that person at the time is like look like nothing, right? No, they greedy. They want more. But we the Muslims, if you hear somebody like that, they're talking about him, you're like, hey, that's not me. That person, he's in big trouble with his Lord and the life. Nah, man, that's not halal money. I got nothing. I don't want nothing from it. Tayyib. So he says the prohibition of riba is stronger than the prohibition of gambling. Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says, this is because the usurer takes unlawfully an increase, meaning the interest, from a person who is in need, while the gambler may gain this increase or lose it. So this is very important for us, Yahuwah. We don't play lottery. You don't go be nosy and just go ahead and $1 and no, you don't. You don't buy those, because now they're creative. I've seen them in gas stations. They have these rolls. Huh? And they have names. Names, Abdul Majid, sound like what?
I don't know.
Good for you, you don't know. Hey, brothers, don't feel like you're guilty, like if you give me an answer, meaning that you're doing it. Like, we live in this mess, man. Miller Lite. You don't know Miller Lite?
Ah,
you've heard. You've heard. But you don't know it. Maybe you're right. We've heard of it. Miller Lite is a soda, right?
Yeah.
It's a beer. It's haram. We know about it because
it's everywhere.
A'udhu billah. Bulletin boards, this, that. You know, you go buy pump gas. It's right there in front of the door. That's how we know about it. At the pump too. Sometimes they bring it to you, the ishhar, the publicity of it, right there. You don't even have to go inside. Right or wrong?
They talk to you with the pump.
And they talk to you right now. They have the screens. Some gas stations have screens, yes. They have screens. But anyway, those lotteries, the haram. You don't play lottery, okay? Yes.
How about those people, like they be playing for money? Like if the guy wins, he wins all the money.
They don't. That's haram. Very good point. Sometimes people they play basketball. The group of people they go play basketball. I'm giving examples. 5 against 5, but then everybody is for $20, $20, $20, and the winning team takes everything. That's haram. It's not permissible. Cannot play on money. You go play, alhamdulillah, but you don't play on money. Like what? What is your example?
I mean, like hold. You know how people play in hold.
They pay what?
Bowling.
What is it?
Bowling.
Bowling? Yeah, I give you an example. Basketball. You can play it on soccer, on football, on baseball, on bowling, on swimming, on kayaking, on horsing, on I don't know what. And you cannot put money. Cannot say, look, we as a team, we play you. You guys put $1,000, we put $1,000. The winner take $2,000. That's haram. Cannot do that. Tell them, look, I don't do these things. It's haram to do that. Okay? Any game.
What if being like, what if these two people just like in the tournament?
Yes.
That's
different. The ulama says if there is a tournament of something and they just playing, but the player do not put no money. But somebody says the winners they're gonna get. That's okay. There is a person, he's the one who volunteers to take care of certain people, it's okay. But as for the teams, They're the one. You want to play in this tournament? You have to give this money, and this money is going to go for the winner. At the end, that's haram. Now. No, you have the machine.
Yes. Over the weekend, I went to a flea market, and when I paid my fee, the lady said, fill this out and put it in the bucket, guys. We're going to have a drawing. They didn't ask for any money.
Yes.
So how is that?
No, you don't do that.
Still don't do that.
No.
Yeah, they do the same with Twitter. You can tweet to something and you can get selected.
Can tweet? What's Twitter?
Twitter.
What is it?
Like
what's Twitter? What?
Like Facebook.
What's the Facebook? I don't know them. I just learned from them.
It's an app that like you can talk to your friends.
What's an app?
It's on a smartphone.
What's a smartphone? Oh, okay. So, okay. Everybody? Not everybody. I showed you the proof, see? See? It's not a smartphone, but that's a phone. So it's very important for us to know. Because you go pump gas and you see people, you know, scratching. I don't mean like their heads. Scratching these papers. And they're, oh, I got two! Because they have to get... They have to get three, right? And sometimes they get two in a row. Huh? Two carrots. And then it comes an onion. They have to get like three carrots in a row, right? Hey, brother, they're laughing, man. You know what's going on. No, I'm sure.
Maybe I have a Muslim friend talking about the house by interest.
Yes.
Or he don't know by any means.
Uh-huh.
So how about the praying Salat in his house? I think I heard a building planner when the chef said, don't pray. I don't know that praying is not acceptable, or do not pray for Hajar.
I don't know the answer. But this is a good question. I can write it down. Usually, if somebody have a question and I said I don't know, it will be better for you to write it down for me and give it to me. Because if you don't write it down for me and you expect for me to give you an answer later on, don't blame me if I don't. Because I forget. I got a lot of things going on. But if you write it down for me, I'll do my best. Okay, I'll do. Because now I cannot stop the class and write the question. We have to continue with the class. So if I wanted to say this before, and so if you ask me a question, I said I don't know, then please try to write it down, whether tonight, tomorrow, whenever you feel like, and give it to me. And it's better if you don't come regularly in the masjid, it's better to put your name and phone number. So once I get the answer, I will call you and say, Assalamu alaikum, I find the answer, this is what it is, and what is inshallah. Okay? Now. Tayyib. So, ثم بين أن الربا ظلم محقق لأنه لأن فيه تسليط الغني على الفقير بخلاف القمار فإنه قد يأخذ فإنه قد يأخذ فيه الفقير من الغني وقد يكون متقامران متساويين في الغنى والفقر إلى أن قال رحمه الله فهو أكل مال بالباطل فحرمه الله لكن ليس فيه من ظلم المحتاج وضرره ما في الربا يعني الميسر ومعلوم أن ظلم المحتاج أعظم من ظلم غير المحتاج انتهى كلامه رحمه الله شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية continue by saying and he demonstrates actually that the riba beyond doubt is injustice and this is because when dealing in riba usury the rich person invests his power over the poor the borrower while in gambling the poor may gain money from the rich or both gamblers may be equal in poverty or richness. Still doesn't make gambling halal, okay, it's still haram. Then he added, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, as gambling involves taking money unjustly, Allah prohibits it. Yet the injustice and harm afflicted upon the needy person who has to borrow due to riba are not the case in gambling. Ayna. Furthermore, it is known that doing injustice to those in need
as the case of riba, because somebody borrowed money, 100, he said, hey, I gave it to you, but you got to give back 130. So he says, furthermore, it is known that doing injustice to those in need, as the case of riba, is graver than doing injustice to others who are not in need. ثم قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله وأكل الربا من صفات اليهود أكل الربا الأذان لا 9-11 oh, still 1 minute no. That one is 3 minutes fast. قال وأكل الربا من صفات اليهود التي استحقوا عليها اللعنة الخالدة والمتواصلة أكل الربا من صفات اليهود التي استحقوا عليها اللعنة الخالدة والمتواصلة قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة النساء فبظلم من الذين هادوا حرمنا عليهم طيبات أحلت لهم وبصدهم عن سبيل الله كثيرا وأخذهم الربا وقد نهوا عنه وأكلهم أموال الناس بالباطل وأعتدنا للكافرين منهم عذابا أليما. Continue for the adhan, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
نعم. The Sheikh mentioned this ayah. Our ayat from Surah Al-Nisa, ayah 160 and 161. For wrongdoing on the part of the Jews, because the Jews, they do a lot of dhulm and oppression. Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of their dhulm and their oppression and the wrongdoing that they do and the mischief they cause on the earth, He said, we made unlawful for them certain good foods, which had been lawful to them, and for their averting from the way of Allah many people, and for their taking of usury, riba, while they had been forbidden from it, and their consuming of the people's wealth unjustly, and we have prepared for the disbelievers among them a painful punishment. ثم ذكر الشيخ الحكمة في تحريم الربا. And then he's going to mention بيان ربا ما هو الربا وأنواع الربا يعني ربا النسيئة وربا الفضل leave that for the next class, inshallah ta'ala, as the Shaykh, he's going to talk about the wisdom behind prohibiting the riba, the wisdom, the hikmah behind dealing with riba, the prohibition of dealing with usury and riba. Also, the Shaykh is going to mention the two types of riba, the main types, riba nasi'a, which is it has to do with the delay, and riba al-fadl, it has to do with the excess. We're going to leave that for the next class, inshallah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the fiqh, the sound understanding of His religion. May Allah reward our mashayikh, all of them, and especially our Shaykh now here, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, alhamdulillah ta'ala, since we're reading from his book, the greatest reward. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi, sahbihi wa sallam wa taslimin, kathira.